top stories to keep your eyes and ears on.
The Democratic Alliance in Sandton claims that it's collected over 4,000 submissions objecting to the City of Johannesburg's proposal of renaming Sandton Drive to Leila Khaled Drive. The Johannesburg municipality's proposal has been under fire since it suggested that the road be renamed after a controversial Palestinian political figure, Leila Khaled. With more on the story now, Vuyosile Mshudulu joins us, who is Director of Arts and Culture in the city. Welcome and thank you very much for joining us today. So maybe let's start with the process itself. How did the proposal to rename Sandton Drive come about? What was the motivation? What was the thinking behind it?
Thank you for welcoming us and greetings to the listeners. As you know, that the city of Johannesburg has got a policy on the naming and renaming of streets. And in terms of the policy, it makes provision for members of the public, interested groups, even councillors within the city to propose changes to a certain name or the naming of unnamed streets and public features. So in line with that policy, a proposal was made in council through a motion that was carried on the 28th and 29th of November 2018, proposing the renaming of Sandton Drive to Leila Khaled Drive. And the motivation was, as I understood, in that council meeting, in line with the strengthening the ties of the South Africa and Palestine, but in particular strong ties that the city of Johannesburg has with the city of Ramallah.
What's the current process that is now underway?
So currently, in terms of our process, any proposal for a renaming must be subjected to a public participation process. And as things stand, we have opened for submissions for the public to make representations, whether for or against the proposal. And the process is currently opened until the 15th of October, 2024. And members of the public are encouraged to participate as much as possible to make their voices heard through the relevant channels. And this can be either through a direct submission to the city or to email their representation to the email addresses that have been provided in the advert.
Now, in terms of that public participation, as I said in my introduction to our conversation, one political party, the Democratic Alliance, is claiming that it has 4,000 submissions objecting to the proposal. How then would authorities look at that particular issue and address those concerns?
So what we'll do is that at the end of the closing date, which is the 15th of October 2024, the administrative side of the city, which is our culture and heritage, will then synthesize all the inputs that are received and categorize them into submissions that are for and those that are against. And the proposal, or at least the submissions that are in the majority, will then be put together into a report that is going to be presented to council for council to then have a resolution on the public sentiment that has been expressed through this process.
Could I ask you whether the city itself has a position or a view on it?
Well, as the administrators in the city, because you have to understand that the city has got a political and an administrative element. As the administrators, our role is to implement the policy and to ensure that, you know, all the sentiments that are expressed, all the representations that are made, irrespective of what they may be, are recorded and are also then put in the report that is going to be presented to council. And then ultimately, it is council that is going to make the final decision on whether the name changes or not. But that is pursuant to what the majority view would be in the submissions.
Let me try and reframe the question if I can. Does the city of Johannesburg believe that the controversy around this proposed name change is justified?
Well, as a city, we take the view that, you know, and this is from experience, that there are many proposals that come through the naming and renaming process. And many of those will evoke contestations and contradictions, as we have witnessed in the past. And our role is, irrespective of the view that we hold, is to respect public sentiment at the end of the day, because the way that the process is designed is not really to accentuate the view of the city, but it is to make sure that the view of the public is the one that prevails at the end of the day.
But surely the city has a say in this, and particularly your office, given the potential of this particular name to be deeply polarizing, as we've already seen from many reports. Is a neutral naming convention perhaps not more more safer, perhaps, is the word I'm looking for?
Well, our view as a city is that, you know, questions of neutrality insofar as history is concerned are very difficult to achieve. And I think that, you know, all democratic dispensations have an understanding that, you know, there would always be contesting views around, you know, historical symbols and historical representation, because you would appreciate that many people come from different vantage points of history. And ours really is to allow those contestations to exist in a way that is democratic, to find expression in a way that is in line with our constitution, to provide for the free right to expression irrespective of what the expression may be, as long as that in so doing, you know, we comply with the policies and the legislation that is set out in terms of the naming and renaming process. And questions of neutrality are also very difficult to discern, because, I mean, the mere fact that there is a proposal does not necessarily mean that we have to ignore that. In terms of our process, we have to give a voice to the proposal and to allow it to run its course in terms of how the process is designed.
Thank you very much indeed for the explanation. That's Vuyisile Mshudulu, who is Director of Arts and Culture in the City of Johannesburg.